In most of Boulder, no more than 3 unrelated individuals are allowed to rent together under the same roof. This limit can make it difficult for individuals to afford housing, especially for full-time students unable to hold down more than a part-time job while attending school. It's a situation Sarah Dawn Haynes has been witnessing for years.
My work on this issue began about 7 years ago when some alumni, past members of the environmental board and staff at the environmental center, and some other friends invited me to a meeting and was like, hey, a lot of our friends are getting in trouble for over occupancy. People are having a hard time staying in Boulder, and like, we want to do something about it. You want to come to our group? And I was like, sure.
The group she met with that day was Bedrooms Are for People, a group of Boulder residents concerned about the environmental and economic consequences of Boulder's occupancy limit. The group was able to help pass an ordinance allowing for co-op housing in the city. They then moved to fighting the occupancy limit, developing Proposition 300, which appeared on the most recent Boulder County ballot. For Sarah Dawn, supporting this group was an easy decision. She herself had lived in co-op housing and views the expansion of housing options in Boulder as both an environmental and equity issue.
We need to use existing housing stock better before we sprawl or build more housing. We find also that co-ops or community living have less cars than the average American household and use less energy.
Despite the work done by Bedrooms Are for People, Proposition 300 failed. For some members of the Boulder community, though, the occupancy limit serves an important purpose.
What Measure 300 would do, it wouldn't give more housing to people. It would actually just raise the prices for the people who are already here.
Hope Michelson, Boulder resident and CU engineering professor, has been very vocal about the limitations of Proposition 300.
Investors from outside of Boulder are coming to the Hill and buying the houses. So they're paying cash in a day and outcompeting young families who are trying to buy houses. If you increase the occupancy limits, it makes the real estate in Boulder even more valuable to someone like that, to an investor to come in and take up this property.
Despite these critiques, with Proposition 300 failing, occupancy limits will continue to impact students. The lack of affordable housing in Boulder means students are finding themselves living in overoccupancy, with landlords leasing out more than 4 bedrooms to students and finding loopholes in the system. A group of 6 CU Boulder students found themselves with a landlord who had one of those loopholes figured out.
They kind of did like a hack, because we're in like a big house with 2 different units. And so there's 3 of us on one unit, and then 3 of us on the other. So technically it was legal.
In the opinion of those students who are living in overoccupancy, the rule largely isn't followed or enforced, and there wouldn't be enough housing if it were.
Especially in big houses over here or on the Hill, there's more than 3 rooms. Nobody can really follow that.
Even if students are not directly punished for living overoccupied, they gain none of the legal benefits of being included on a lease, such as building credit and establishing residency. In order to mitigate this issue, one potential solution lies in increased development of university-funded student housing. Until this comes to fruition, students will continue to live in a housing gray area. For KGNU's The Brink Series, this is Abby Sherman with Ashley Hamlin.